a business that you are obsessed with, built on the effortless feminine frequency, breaking all the freaking rules, having a lot of fun, and being a match for big money. This is Big Business Energy with Milana Saranok. Hello and welcome back to the Big Business Energy podcast. There is a very, very, very special episode in store for you today. And this episode is inspired by a conversation that I had with my mastermind this week. And it's an episode that I really feel like on my heart to record because that conversation is something that I really want to bring to more people, to more people's awareness, because it goes so much beyond the strategic, beyond the what to do in business. And I know a lot of the conversations that we have on this podcast are around the what to do or even like how to think in a way of a bigger business. But what I want to talk to you about today is how to expand into the person that's holding that big business, how to actually switch timelines and be on the timeline of that big business. How do you switch from the timeline of wherever you are into your big business energy timeline? And this is the place where you see your next quantum leap being. So if you're at 5K months, maybe you see yourself in the 20K month mark next, or if you're at the 20K, maybe you're like 50Ks next, or 100 or whatever it is. Wherever your next big business expansion is, there is a timeline that exists with that manifestation. There is a timeline on which you have already done that thing. You've achieved that thing. You have already stepped into that thing. And I think so much of what holds us back in business is we forget this piece of the puzzle. We forget that we're not just physical 3D beings, that we are quantum beings living in a quantum universe, and that we can shift and move things around and mold things and literally create matter and mold energy, because that's what we are. We're energy. We're made out of energetic particles. When you break us down right to the core, we're just vibrating energetic matter. And of course, we're more than that. We're souls and we're magical, incredible beings, but what we're made up of is energy. And that's incredible. One of my favorite facts is that energy can neither be created or destroyed, which means that we've always been and we always will be, because we come from the source. This is my belief, that we come directly from source and we are part of source. That source is what I like to call God. And that is literally who we are to the core. We're not God himself, but we are part of that source energy and we're connected to that greater divine power, which is amazing. And in this place that we are now, this 3D universe, this 3D world, really, the universe is probably more than 3D, but the world that we are in, the earthly plane that we're living on, we have the power to mold and shift energies. And when we do, when we shift these energetic frequencies, what happens is that we jump timelines. That's when we jump timelines. And this is a conversation that I was having with my mastermind this week. And it was like, if you were on the other timeline, the timeline where all of your desires came true, where that next leap was true, where you were in the next level of your business, who would you be? Because the only way to jump timelines is to be that person now. That is how we collapse matter. That's how we collapse energy. And that's how we collapse frequencies into 3D realities. The biggest secret that you need to know about quantum leaps is just this. You have to be that person now. And this does not refer to like the typical stuff. Like when I say this to someone, when I say you need to be that person now, the first thing they think of is like, okay, well, like I'm going to make a list of the things that I do as my seven-figure self. And then they start making the list and they'll start writing things down. Like, I wake up at 5 a.m. I spend an hour in meditation. I only drink green smoothies all day long. I am super healthy. I'm always happy. I never have negative thoughts. I have a team of 58 people working for me. I blah, 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 blah. And all of these things are not it. And this is why we fail to collapse timelines, because we think that these outer things are the things that make us a match for our highest timeline, when that's just not the case. Because it's not about what you're doing, and it's not even about what you have or what you're experiencing. It's about who you are. Your highest timeline is who you are. And when you can tap into the energetic frequency of who you are on that timeline, that's when you actually collapse it. Because the moment you become the person that is a match to the person on your highest timeline is a moment that it all collapses into one. That's a moment it materializes. And sure, it helps like stepping into actions that they're doing and like thinking about certain things, but those are not the portal. Those are not the be all and end all. They're not the fast way there. Like, you waking up at 5 a.m. is not going to magically change something in your life and business. There could be so many amazing things that come out of waking up at 5, but like, that's not the thing that's going to collapse everything. It's who you are being. That is the biggest secret. And when you switch timelines by being that person now, that's when you can't help but be a match for the thing, for the desire, for the outcome, for whatever it is that you want your business to be. I had such a strong feeling about this conversation needing to come to light. I can't even tell you, like, it was the strangest thing. Like, I just knew before I was hosting this mastermind call this week that I had to bring this up, because I was just observing certain things in the online space, particularly around what people were really focusing on. And so much of it is on the strategy. It's on like the content shifts, the messaging, the offer suite. And I get that. Like, that is a core part of running a successful business. I am not saying you get to forget about that, because that would just be silly. Like, of course, you on your highest timeline has this down packed. And I know I contribute a lot to this conversation because my brain thinks in strategy. My brain loves that shit and I love speaking to it. But I think what most people don't see or realize is that behind all of that strategy, it is like 80% energetic work. The foundations of everything are energetic. There is so much of that happening behind the scenes. And anytime I am moving into a new income level or a new level in business ease or a new level in how the business operates, I'm mostly working on the energy. I'm mostly collapsing timelines. I'm mostly being the person now so I can jump to that higher timeline fast. And not just fast for the sake of getting there fast, but like fast where it feels effortless and natural. And of course, that's just what gets to be my reality. Where it feels like, well, of course, that's the money we make. Well, of course, that's how we run the business. Well, of course, that's how people sign up. And I've done this so many times in my business now. Like, I still remember making $200 in a month, and I thought that was the best thing that had ever happened. I was so grateful for that. I was so excited about that. And that was the timeline that I was on. I remember the timeline of 5K months, where I thought that was like the epitome of success. Like, I'd matched my old corporate salary and that was like it. And over the years, I've worked on these energetic frequencies. I've worked on switching timelines so that now we're at a place where 5K flows in one transaction. And it feels like an of course moment. It feels like, well, of course, that's just what happens in my world. It's not a crazy big deal. there is like a gratitude for it, like, wow, this is amazing. But also like, yeah, that's just how it is. And this gets to be your reality with any sum of money in business. It gets to be your reality with anything you desire in business. Like maybe there's a version of you now that is, you know, like checking all the emails and responding to all the things and creating all the checkout links and doing all the stuff. And there is a version of you that just doesn't do that. That's just like, well, of course we don't do that. Of course there are team members that take care of that. And that's the cool thing about playing around with these energetic frequencies and switching timelines is that you get to switch into that. And it gets to move really fast. And when you get there, it's like, well, that's just a natural state. And this is what I really think that a lot of people are not doing enough work on and not enough of that deeper work. They're maybe like, well, it would be nice to do timeline switching. Like that sounds great, but like, okay. Or they're like really thinking about like really the basics, like kind of like, what are my limiting beliefs? How do I get rid of them? And while like, of course, that's helpful, it's your limiting beliefs. They're always going to be there. We're always going to have our ego. And so your limiting beliefs, they're not something to be rid of forever. It's like, you just want to get newer beliefs. You want to get bigger problems, you know? And one way to do this is to start asking yourself better questions, deeper questions. Like the you on your highest timeline has problems, quote unquote, that the you now doesn't. So maybe like your biggest problem now is like, oh, what do I post every day? I don't know what to say, my content. And your highest timeline self is like, well, we have 8 content platforms that we're posting on and team members that are doing all the distribution. And how do we maximize our content reach? And should we run ads or should we put more towards ads? Like that's a bigger level problem. And while it may not be relevant for you to contemplate that entirely, could you bridge the gap? Could you move from, I don't know what to post, to what would be a better problem to have, you know? Maybe it's like, well, how can I redistribute this one post to multiple platforms? Or how can I repurpose this post to something else? Or blah, 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 you know? Like these are the questions and the ways that you can start to create these shifts in your timeline, that you can start to create these shifts in who you are being. Because like if you are being the person whose biggest problem is, I don't know what to post or I don't know what to say my content, well, I'll leave it to your imagination as to where that gets you, you know? And you get to change that and it gets to happen really relatively fast. And of course, sometimes we have things we have to grow through and sometimes we have voids we have to sit in and, you know, I love me a good void because before every leap, there is a void. But a lot of the time, it's a switch that happens pretty quickly. And you can probably look back on your business on these switches that have happened at certain points where you're like, well, I was there. And then boom, very fast, I was just at the next level. I was 5 levels up. And so my reminder for you today is really that you are the creator. You are the creator. You are in control. Life is responding to you and responding to your beliefs about it. And when you start to switch your beliefs and when you start to operate your business from being the person who is on the highest timeline in your business, that's when you see the outside shift and you see a shift very fast. So with that, I wrap this up. If you haven't had a look at my Black Friday deals yet, by the way, I highly recommend having a peek because they're only available for a couple more days. There is a timer on the sales page and once they expire, they expire. And if you haven't jumped into Wildfire content yet, definitely check it out because it will change the content game for you. I had an amazing testimonial sent to me yesterday from someone saying, she asked me a couple of days ago, like, do you think this is the right program for me? And we had a chat And then she ended up jumping in. And a couple of days later, she sent me a message being like, this is one of the best things I've invested in. I'm so glad I jumped in because the way that you've taught content, just the first module, the way it shifted my mindset, the like energetic work we do in that first module is like worth everything. And she's like, I have like 40 pieces of content now. Like I have so much content. I don't know what to do with it. And I love that. And I know that that is definitely what happens for like everyone that goes through wildfire content. They get to the first module. They're like, holy shit, I didn't realize we were doing all this energetic work. And then they finish the program and they're like, I don't know what to do with all this content. Like I have so much content and it is so easy. And this is my wish for you, of course. So I'll leave the links to both of those in the show notes. And I will speak to you in next week's episode.